This podcast is brought to you by Raycon. When the world gets too loud, create your own soundtrack with Raycon wireless earbuds. Raycons have a 32-hour battery life, start at half the price of other premium audio brands, and come with a 45-day happiness guarantee. Get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. Buyraycon.com/Howie. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
My Republican friends need to stop playing Russian roulette with the U.S. economy. If they don't want to do the job, just get out of the way. We'll take the heat. We'll do it. We will do it. Let us do it.
Move it! Move it! Move, move, move!
No one making under $400,000 a year will see a penny in their taxes go up. We can't get here thinking small. We have to think big. Let me be clear. We need to prepare for 10 years. That's what these bills do.
We've crunched the numbers here and found out that if it's at the $3.5 trillion and the $2 trillion in planned tax hikes, of course, that leaves a $1.5 trillion gap.
Fall into the gap now. Get to the gap.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
You did do interviews on Fox, though. Were you always truthful there?
I probably wasn't. I can't think of an example right now. I probably wasn't.
I'm caught in my own web of lies.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
I remember when CNN broke the story about the dodgy dossier. They just went on for, I think, 4 hours, maybe 5 hours. All of Carl Bernstein, Jake Tapper, a member of the Clinton crime family. All of these people just kept going on. That was all lies. Just everything in that document was false. And now they're nitpicking about some crooked press secretary, dodgy press secretary, not telling the truth. What about, people in glass houses shouldn't throw stones, as they used to say. 844-500-4242. Last night, we thought this was going to happen last night, and it happened right after the show ended. President Donald J. Trump emailed an endorsement of Jeff Diehl for the Republican nomination for governor of Massachusetts. And he's running against the Rhino governor, Charlie Baker, who, as Donald Trump says, has done nothing for the Republican Party and has driven Massachusetts energy costs into by far the highest in the nation. Monthly electric bills and all else are not even close to being where they should be. Baker is bad on crime, disrespects our police, does nothing for our veterans, has totally botched the vaccination rollout, presided over the collapse of the MBTA, and has seen crime go to record levels. His green climate views are straight out of the AOC playbook. He has totally abandoned the principles of the Republican Party, never cutting taxes and undermining our agenda. Baker is definitely not a make an American first or make America great again kind of guy. Jeff Diehl, on the other hand, is a true patriot, a believer in low energy costs and our independent energy policy, which was just obliterated by the Biden administration with energy costs soaring, exclamation point. Jeff is strong on crime, election integrity. Our now under siege southern border loves our military and has a big focus on taking care of our vets. And President Trump concludes, Jeff Diehl will be an outstanding governor for the state of Massachusetts, and it is my honor to give him my complete and total endorsement, exclamation point. How'd that make you feel last night, Jeff, when you heard that?
Well, Howie, I mean, you know where we were at back in 2016. We were early adopters of Donald Trump and his policies, and we were considered pretty much crazy. I mean, everybody thought we were as insane as he was for running. But look, he got into office, spent 4 years doing exactly what he told everybody he was going to do, nominated two incredible Supreme Court justices, but at the same time, you know, pulled our troops out of useless wars. He, had the economy rolling to the point where we had, you know, the lowest unemployment in 50 years. Jobless rates were just bottomed out. I mean, it was an amazing time for 4 years. It's hard to believe in just a year and a half or 2 years. It's just such a radical difference between under Biden and what Donald Trump had built up. And so to get that endorsement, basically, you know, it's it's the culmination of everything you want to have happen, and that is a great president supporting me now to try to make sure that I can do what I can in Massachusetts to help our state get to where he brought the whole country.
Do you think Charlie Baker is really going to run for a third term?
You know, it's hard to tell. I mean, this indecision obviously is not a, it's not a great trait with him. I mean, I think a lot of people at this point, Republicans, want to know, who are we going to get behind? I mean, you know, does he really want to run? It doesn't seem like he wants to run. It seems like he's just dithering right now. I mean, I haven't even seen him publicly speak about anything, all the new mandates. So it's hard to tell if he wants to, you know, remain a leader in Massachusetts. And even if he is going to run, it doesn't really matter to me, because at this point, I think the difference between what I would do and what he has shown his leadership style to be is radically different. And I think, you know, obviously there's a Republican primary. He's got to make his case, if he does, to the Republicans as to why they, you know, they should be making him the nominee again. So I don't think personally he would want to do that, but you never know. It's up to him.
And if he doesn't run, it'll be probably Karen Polito, his lieutenant governor, who was stands behind him at all these events, who is never allowed to go on the Sunday morning local Boston TV chat shows. Would you consider yourself? Would you consider her a worthy opponent?
Well, I mean, anybody's a worthy opponent. I don't want to discredit, you know, people who've been in the Republican Party for years, but at the same time, it's your record. And, you know, my record has always been trying to make sure that we represent the people of Massachusetts, besides being Republicans, doing what's right for the people. And in 2014, we led the repeal of the indexed gas tax that was going to make it go up automatically forever without a vote. We made that case despite the fact that people thought then there was no chance we could do that. And at the time, Governor Baker was with us on that issue. Now, he and Karen, for some reason, have done an about-face, and they want to raise your gas tax with an unelected bureaucratic body that's going to do this plan called TCI, or Transportation Climate Initiative, which basically means that every year your fuel costs could go up arbitrarily based on what this group wants to, you know, allow for emissions in your state. And that just means that, again, you're going to have a higher cost to commute all the goods that you're going to purchase. If they're not already through the roof with inflation under Biden, it's going to go higher under Baker. So he's already changed on a major policy that helped get him into office, and now he's against the people of Massachusetts on that. So, you know, whether it's Charlie, whether it's Karen, they've got a record that doesn't make sense. And look, neither of them voted for Donald Trump. They both admitted that. Now, I don't know if they blanked it or if they actually circled in, you know, Biden in there and they're just not telling us the truth. But either way, they didn't support the guy who gave us the greatest economy we've seen in a lifetime. And, you know, they've got to make a case for that as to why they should be the nominees again. So I look forward to the debates if they both get into it, if either of them get into it.
And this Transportation Climate Initiative, TCI tax, that we've been talking about for a while now, according to one Tufts University study, it could raise the price, the tax, the state tax alone, forget the federal tax and just the general cost of gas going up, it could raise the state tax from 24 cents a gallon to 62 cents a gallon. And this is being proposed. Yeah. He's the only governor in the Northeast, as far south as Virginia, who's going along with this. Think of the nuts that are in office. Phil Murphy, his classmate at Needham and Harvard, he won't go near this thing with a 10-foot pole. But Charlie Baker has, he's got his arms, he loves this thing. He wants to beggar every motorist in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
Well, I mean, look, I understand why he's in a pinch. He's, you know, he's got an MBTA that just bleeds money every year. I was in the legislature. I saw that they kept coming back to the state for more money, even though they're supposed to be operating as an independent agency, and they would just need more money and more money because of inefficiencies and not investing correctly. Look, there's a company in China that was contracted to build the Orange Line cars. They can't even get them on the tracks because the wheels aren't built to the right specifications. And if you're a Red Line rider, I guess you can consider yourself lucky because those cars right now are flying off the tracks. I mean, it's incredibly dangerous right now, it seems, to ride the MBTA under Charlie Baker's leadership. So I know he needs transportation funds in his mind, but that's ironic because we're about to get $5 billion in federal recovery money for the pandemic, right? And the Democrats don't want Baker to have that money. They want to spend it all over the place. But Baker wants to spend it not on, by the way, getting our unemployment insurance, you know, fund that back up again, has been depleted. He wants to spend that money not on transportation, but on climate change. He's already said he wants to spend a bulk of that money on climate change. So let's not fix what we've already got going on. Let's just continue to say that we're going to somehow affect the weather with $5 billion in money coming in from the Fed. That's his priorities right now when small businesses, 40% of restaurants were driven out of the state or under completely. You know, small business owners like my wife and I, you know, we were shut down by arbitrary rules. And everybody's just trying to get back on their feet, but he wants to tackle climate change now. That's what we need the recovery money for. That's Charlie Baker's priorities. Let's have that debate. I hope he runs.
So Charlie Parker today in Salem said, in some respects, I'm not surprised for a whole bunch of reasons. And he said,
Howie, you know what reason? When you insult President Trump time and time again when he's your Republican president for 4 years, and you're the governor of Massachusetts, yeah, I suppose there's a few reasons why he shouldn't be surprised. And it's all his doing.
Has you know, I mentioned in my column, he just kept saying over and over again during the Trump administration, I'm disappointed, this is disappointing, he's a disappointment, disappoint this, disappoint that. Has he ever said he was disappointed in Joe Biden, the Afghanistan pullout, the invasion of the southern border, shutting down the Keystone Pipeline, inflation out of control, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? Has he ever said he was disappointed in Joe Biden?
I haven't heard it. I mean, you know, I might have missed it, you know, in between the fundraisers that he evidently has been going to lately without masks, even though all my kids have to wear masks when they're in schools. I know a lot of parents out there right now have no choice as to whether or not their kids should wear a mask or not, even though no deaths under the age of 18, and it's the lowest risk of catching and spreading the COVID virus. But no, the kids have to wear the mask. He doesn't. Maybe he was just missing these press conferences where he was supposed to tell us how disappointed he was in Biden. I haven't heard it. I mean, he was at Johanny's funeral, the Marine who was killed over there in from Lawrence, you know, but did he ever say anything about why she shouldn't have been dead in the first place? No. So, it's disappointing. You know, Charlie Baker's term or two has been disappointing.
All right, Jeff, if people want to get involved in your campaign, where should they go?
Well, they can go to website, jeffdiehl.com, GEOFFDIEHL.com. That's where you can sign up to be a volunteer, where you can donate, obviously see the news. We also expect there should be more news with Donald Trump down the road, so just stay tuned. But honestly, we're really excited. The campaign just started about 2 months ago, and we've been up and running, and it's getting bigger each day. I'm going to be at a couple events this weekend, so go to that website, find out where we're going to be.
Has he committed to coming up to Massachusetts for a campaign event?
I know, Howie. That's the thing. We're working on it. It's talking to him on Monday. When we talked to him on Monday, he was absolutely thrilled to be involved in this campaign. This is one of those ones I think he's been licking his lips as to getting involved in. And let's see if the folks in Massachusetts get as excited about his endorsement as I think they will. I think he'll be excited to come up here too. So we'll keep
one final question on a scale of you've been talking to him lately. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the liking Charlie a lot and 1 not so much. Where would he go on a scale of 1 to 10?
Oh, Donald Trump. I mean, he. This has to rank up there as -1. He's definitely below the charts as far as favorite Republican governors. He may come in under Democrat governors. I guess he considers a Democrat governor, so that's what you can use as your gauge.
All right. It's like Ronald Reagan when he was president. I think his favorite governor was Ed King, a Democrat of Massachusetts. But okay. All right. Thank you, Jeff Deal. We appreciate it. Congratulations on getting the nod from President Donald J. Trump. As we age, the fatigue and failing endurance we feel can't be fixed with more and more caffeine. Introducing a new way to start your day, Super Beats Heart Chews. They're a tasty treat that gives you the energy you need, and they're good for you. No more afternoon coffees, energy drinks, and candies for a quick pick-me-up. Add two delicious, I'm holding them in my hands, plant-based, foil-wrapped Super Beats Heart Chews to your morning routine and promote heart-healthy energy for your day without a caffeine crunch. when you leave the house or the apartment, just put two of them in your pocket. Take one when you need a boost of energy, and it'll give it to you. And it's good for your health, good for your blood pressure, your heart health, your circulation. Because SuperBeats Heart Chews combine unique, clinically researched grapeseed extract to promote heart-healthy energy and normal blood pressure as part of a healthy lifestyle. I usually have one in the morning before I even have my first cup of coffee, and I had one this afternoon during the first hour of the show. Just gave me a little boost of energy, and it tastes great, too. But it tastes like candy, but it's good for you. That's the difference. That's why I choose SuperBeats Heart Chews. I have them here in Florida. I have them in Massachusetts when I'm home. The grapeseed extract used in SuperBeats Heart Chews has been clinically shown to be twice as effective at supporting normal blood pressure as a healthy lifestyle alone. Join over 1 million customers, get free shipping and free returns, a 90-day money-back guarantee, and right now you can get a free 30-day supply with your first purchase at superbeatsradio.com/Howie. That's superbeatsradio.com/Howie. superbeatsradio.com/Howie. Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Holding the Hackorama accountable is a full-time job.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Howie Carr will be back after this short break. Say what you will about him.
He's a common, ignorant slob. He don't even speak good English.
He doesn't even speak good English.
He's Howie Carr, and he's here to stay.
Medicare plans don't have to be so confusing. Get a free, no-obligation Medicare plan review. Call our friends at CBU Advantage at 800-267-6500 for the free, no-obligation Medicare plan review. Call CBU Advantage. That number one more time, 800-267-6500. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who should be calling the shots in public schools? Teachers' unions, elected school boards, parents, or the FBI?
I'm voting for parents.
89% say parents, 8% say the school boards, and 2% each to teachers' unions and the FBI.
All right. 844-500-4242. We'll take your calls on whether it's Jeff Deal versus Charlie Parker. And, you know, Mara Healy, I'm sure, is warming up in the bullpen now. And there are other issues we can talk about, too. And we can go back to the schools, too. We have a couple more Josh Hawley cuts, the senator from Missouri, talking to one of the AGs and the Biden administration's coat holders about this ridiculous plan to have the FBI monitoring or arresting basically parents for exercising their First Amendment rights. But first, I want to fill you in on something and try not to let this destroy your faith in the integrity of the Massachusetts State Police. But there's been another scandal, apparently. Alleged mass.
I'm shocked.
I know, we all are. We're saddened, not gladdened, saddened. An alleged Massachusetts State Police trooper accused of assaulting women while off duty. There's actually a video of this. Police are aware of this disturbing video. It's a brawl. It's a brawl on the sidewalk. You can see parking meters out in front of where these people are duking it out. An apparent off-duty Massachusetts State Police trooper is accused of fighting a group of women as the agency said it's investigating a disturbing video of the altercation. The video, which was obtained by the Herald, that would be me, shows a man pushing several women on a sidewalk. Then the man allegedly punches one of them. The unidentified man is apparently a state police trooper. State police are now investigating. Here's their statement, the state police. Yesterday, the department became aware of a disturbing video depicting an assault committed by a man alleged to be an off-duty member. The actions, as depicted in the video, are the antithesis of the values. I can't keep a straight face reading. They are the antithesis of the values and conduct demanded of department members. We have opened an investigation to determine the identities of the alleged assailant and the victim or victims. If the investigation identifies the assailant, regardless of who he is, we will refer the incident for potential criminal investigation and, if applicable, also begin departmental disciplinary proceedings. Is it possible that more than one state police officer could be involved in this incident? Is it possible that perhaps one or two of the officers phoned in sick before they got involved in this brawl, if indeed they did get involved in this brawl? Inquiring minds want to know. How many were there? Two, three, four? I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Let's take some phone calls here. Steve from Cambridge, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Howie, I don't mean to be a downer, but do you think that Trump's endorsement of Jeff Diehl would help him or hurt him in the general election?
Well, as I said repeatedly in my column today, Steve, and I think this is the way you have to look at it. This is not about the general election. This is about the Republican primary. And Charlie Parker, as far as I can see, has next to no support among registered Republicans or independents who tend to vote in Republican primaries.
I think he has a lot of support among the business community.
Yeah, but how many of them are actually going to vote? You know, what I'm saying is they supposedly, according to the Republican National Committee, has done a survey of independent voters, and they think there's 495,000, I think, registered Republicans in the state. It's 9% of the electorate. Then there's another 510,000 independents and Democrats who identify as Trumpers. And the Democrats, unless they re-register, they can't vote in the Republican primary, but the independents, the unenrolled, can just grab a Republican ballot and vote. And I think that I've heard that there were surveys late in the summer, you know, when Diehl announced that he was running neck and neck with Charlie Baker before this endorsement. I would say that there's a good chance that Diehl could upset Charlie Baker.
You know, Howie, I think Jeff Diehl should run with Trump's policies, which were all great, but disassociate himself with Trump, and I think he'd do the best.
But, you know, that's that again, Steve, you know, you can make that argument for a general election, but Jeff Diehl has to get to the general election, and he needs Trump's support. He's always been, like you said, he's always been a Trump guy. I mean, when he first decided to get involved with Trump in 1996, I'm sorry, I'm going crazy here, 2016, he was told, are you crazy? He's not going anywhere. But they did it. He did it, and he was Trump's campaign chairman in Massachusetts. So he's not going to desert Trump. There's no way he's going to do that. Thanks for the call there, Steve. 844-500-4242. Dave, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dave.
Nor should he desert Trump, Howie. I mean, Didn't Trump get more votes than Charlie Baker ever got? I think he did, right?
You know what? That you may be right about that. I think, or it's close anyway. Is there any doubt, Dave, that Donald Trump is more popular among Massachusetts Republicans and Republican-leaning independents than Charlie Baker is? I mean, is there any question in anybody's mind? Seriously.
I think so. There's a ton of grist for the mill here for Diehl, but if he runs the same campaign that he ran for Senate, he's not going to win. He's got to get very blunt. I mean, he's got to really go after the guy. And what has he got to lose? Nothing.
No, right? I know.
Nothing at all.
Yeah, no, I know. This is Jeff's last campaign if he loses, so... You know, he's. I think he's ready to go. And you know, I mean, and Baker has alienated a lot of Republicans. Everybody that was involved in that gas tax, anti-gas tax referendum in 2014 feels betrayed. I could speak personally to that. So can Jeff Diehl. You know, I mean, the guy married this underfinanced campaign by taxpaying citizens, and the Diehl ran that campaign. He was outspent 30-1, and he won by 110,000 votes. Charlie Parker defeated Marsha Coakley by 40,000 votes. So you could say he rode our coattails into the office. And now he wants to have Massachusetts to have the highest gas tax in the country. I mean, that alone is reason not to vote for the damn guy. 844-500-4242. Victor, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Victor.
Hey, Howie. You know, I held Trump for president signed a New Report Square for many, many weekends. And people would be surprised at the number of people that gave me thumbs up and honked their horn. So don't underestimate the power of Donald Trump. That's just an aside, but I don't want what I'm going to tell you to diminish your respect for the Massachusetts State Police Force, Howie. I won't mention any names, but I went into a bank, and a friend of mine, she was sporting a nice little black eye, a couple of scrapes on her face. She looked like, you know, she was on the wrong end of, you know, kung fu fighting. And her state police boyfriend beat her up. Just, and the reason he stopped beating her up.
I can't believe that. Victor.
She was in the snowbank screaming, and the neighbor called, said, "I'm going to call the cops," when the guy was a state trooper. And they broomed it. Of course, it never went anywhere. They dragged it out for 2 years, just like they'll drag out this guy beating up the girls.
But there's more to this story, Victor. And you know, again, it'll be like dragging the case with your female friend out. You know, it's like pulling teeth to get the real story. But there is more to this story than just this one guy. Thanks for the call, Victor. I will try to let it not destroy my faith in the integrity. So Channel 4 broke this story, actually. And we're going to play a couple of cuts here from Channel 4. I guess this was last night or the night before. Cut 16.
At least one trooper could find himself in hot water after video appears to be showing him fighting with several women. The I-team obtained the video, which appears to show at least one off-duty state trooper, the man in the plaid shirt you see there, involved in an altercation with several women on the street.
I think this was north of the city. I don't know if this is the bar where Leah Gendoso used to work. She doesn't work there anymore. That was the state trooper who was the mall for a local gangster. And then when the local gangster went to federal prison, she became the gal pal of a high-ranking member of the Massachusetts State Police who got her a job, even though she had committed perjury in front of a federal grand jury, laundered money, sold drugs. It's the state police who cares?
I have a question for WBZ.
Yes.
How dare you assume the state trooper's gender?
Excuse me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am.
That's true. You have a point. Taylor is the wizard of woke. He may be addressing these terrible issues. Of what do you call this? Dead? Is this dead naming or dead videoing? How do you describe
it? Misgendering.
I can never keep my verbs straight. I don't dead naming, misgendering, mis. Why isn't it Mr. Gendering or Mrs. Gendering? Why is it misgendering?
All right, fine. It's mixed gendering.
Okay. All right. Okay, we got another cut here. They're going to describe the video here for you, and we have it, but we can't post it because we don't want to, you know, get charged for the use of it. But cut 17.
At one point, it looks like the women appear to be the aggressors. The trooper on the video appears to be pushing one of the women in the face. The group then appears to surround and physically assault the trooper. The trooper then walks away and goes over to where two women are on the ground surrounded by men. You can see him right here walking over. He goes over to those two women and starts punching and hitting them. At the end of the video, you see that closed fist there.
I wonder if there were any other members of the Massachusetts State Police there. Maybe female members of the Massachusetts State. Maybe people who had phoned in sick that evening. Is that possible? I'm just raising these questions. I don't know the answer to them. I wonder if they were state police. I wonder if they worked at the airport. That's the poshest assignment in the Massachusetts State Police. Now that the Troop E out on the Turnpike has been disbanded because so many of the members were convicted of embezzling federal funds. So here is another cut from Channel 4 about this tragic incident involving members of the Thin Blue Line. Cut 18.
In a statement saying they became aware of the disturbing video and say the actions as depicted in the video are the antithesis of the values and conduct demanded by the department members. Sources say the trooper in the video has been identified and could face criminal prosecution and department disciplinary proceedings. We're also told there may be other troopers in the video who too could be disciplined.
Oh, so Channel 4 has heard the same thing I've heard, that there may be other troopers who were involved in this affray. I'm sorry. This is another thing for Charlie Parker that he should be answering for. You know, it's not just the Holyoke Nursing Home or the Registry of Motor Vehicles. The Massachusetts State Police is a complete and utter abomination. 844-500-4242. Paul, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Paul.
Hi, Howie. How are you?
Good.
You know, I like Jeff Deal. I've met him a couple of times. He's a very nice man. But being realistic about it, he couldn't beat Brady in a senatorial race in the Brockton district for state senator.
I know. And Brady's a terrible human being. I mean, look at how many times he's been arrested for drunk driving. He couldn't even recite the alphabet backwards. He was so drunk one night he was picked up. Yeah.
But that's
the Brockton district, and they scheduled the election to take place when there was a Brockton mayor's race, and the towns where Deal was strong didn't have any other races going along. But I understand what you're saying, Paul. Make your point.
No, that's what I do. I mean, I just think it's a waste of time. I don't think he's got a chance. He never comes up on top.
But do you think Charlie Parker should be rewarded after the way he's managed or mismanaged the state over the last 4 to 8 years?
Nobody disapproves of Charlie Parker like I do. I think he's been a horrible governor. He's a terrible governor. I'd like to see anybody in there but him. I would like to see Jeff Deal in there as governor. I'd love to see Deal in there. I think he'd do a good job, but I just don't think he can get the votes.
Yeah, I like to take it one day at a time. You know, the next day in the political cycle is the Republican primary, and I think Deal's got a shot if Baker decides to run. And personally, I still think he probably won't run. You know, I know he raised $173,000 last month. That's the biggest amount he's raised in a couple of years. But still, it's not much money compared to what he had on hand 4 years ago when he was getting ready to run for re-election. He had, I think, over $3 million. Now he's got about $700,000. That's not a big number for a guy who wants to run for re-election and has had, you know, all these years now as an incumbent governor to hoover up the money. And he just hasn't been doing it. Thanks for the call, Paul. I know exactly what you're saying, but I think it's immaterial in this case whether he can win or not. What's material is, can he beat Charlie Parker? And I think the answer to that is yes. We'll be right back with more of your calls, 844-500-4242. To all the listeners who, like me, have an IRA or 401k, I have an urgent warning for you. Our federal debt is now more than $28 trillion. Trillion. What the government is not telling you is that the Fed is running out of ways to fight this growing burden. Inflation and tax hikes are their only way out. You've seen the 40% increase in gasoline prices since January. Have you tried to buy lumber lately? Have you noticed the shrinking portions in some packaged products at the supermarket? It's all about inflation. In this 1970s-style environment, every month your dollar buys less. So, if you have $50,000 or more in your retirement savings, your money could be at risk. Learn how you could protect your life savings with physical gold and silver. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to get your free precious metals IRA guide and find out how you can get paid to protect your retirement. That's right, goldco.com/Howie Carr, and the IRA experts at Goldco will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. So, what are you waiting for? Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr. The experts at Goldco have helped thousands of Americans own gold and silver in their retirement savings to protect themselves against inflation and tax hikes. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. I'm Howie Carr.
You might want to keep a close eye on your fried clams. Mm, yum, 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 yum. Howie Carr returns after this.
Yum, yum, yum.
He'll regret it to his dying day, if ever he lives that long.
Howie Carr is back.
Let me ask you the DEFCON 10 question.
The DEFCON 10. It's DEFCON, and it only runs from 1 to 5, 5 to 1. But so he's asking the DEFCON 10 question. Okay. 844-500-4242. Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, thank you, Howie. I just want to think we owe a debt of gratitude to Mr. Jeff Deal for helping instrumental in repealing the gas tax.
I agree.
Can you imagine each citizen, you, me, everybody we know, has been saving money in their pocket for the last 5 years. That alone.
Billions. All of us collectively have saved billions, Bob.
I know. Thank you. Everybody should realize that. And that's just the beginning for him. I helped collect those signatures, the sewage, the dump, but it worked. So, well, thank you for putting me on. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thanks. And again, we'll give you the, if you want to get involved in stopping this latest Charlie Parker gas tax, go to stoptcitax.com, stoptcitax.com. And you can find out where to sign the petitions this weekend. There may be a few places they're getting signatures during the week, but it's mainly a weekend operation, especially Saturday. And we'll let you know more as time goes on. Meanwhile, the deadline for getting the vaccination for most healthcare facilities was October 1st. And now the Globe just posted a story, mass hospitals prepare to fire hundreds of employees who refuse COVID vaccine. Hospitals across Massachusetts are preparing to fire hundreds of employees who refuse to be vaccinated for COVID. Let's see here. At Mass General Brigham, the state's largest hospital systems, about 95% of employees have been vaccinated, but about 4,000 workers have yet to receive their shots or provide proof of vaccination. We're hoping it's in the hundreds who will lose their jobs, says a spokesman, and not close to 1,000. We're hoping it's in the hundreds. In Rhode Island last week, more than 300 people protested at the State House in support of healthcare workers who have refused to comply with the state's vaccine mandates. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, 54 employees have been suspended without pay, and at Bay State Health, which is out of Springfield, 145 were placed on leave as of October 1st, and they've been given 2 weeks to get their vaccinations or they will be terminated, apparently. At Beth Israel Lahey Health, 91% of the workforce has been vaccinated, but about 3,000 employees have yet to comply. Chief executive expects most will get shots by the end of the month, but as many as a few hundred could lose their job. Could lose their jobs. Ugh, terrible. Terrible. 844-500-4242. We'll be back tomorrow. I'm Howie Carr.